You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Please mention. Now, Lemaisa, I heard this from my shver, and then Rabbi Yonason, Lisa, when he was by Rabbi Nassin over here for Shabbos a few weeks, so I asked him then. Nassin wasn't listening, see, that's why he doesn't remember. Okay. So, and he told me the whole story. And he told me it's in the Rabbi Sazam, which I had heard. I thought Rabbi Sazam just quotes it. Now, I was learning the sugi a little, I saw what he says, and I think you're able to print the Rabbi Sazam in? Yes, you have it. Okay. The second side. Evan Oz. That's it. Okay. The question is like this. The famous theory between two Gemaras. The Gemara says, you want to hear this, you got? The Gemara says like this. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Bein HaShmashis is Safik Yoim, Safik Lat. That's the words of the Gemara, right? In other words, it's for basically 3/4 of a mil. Maybe one day we'll go what the halacha is. It's basically 3/4 of a mil, right? And that 3/4 of a mil roughly is 15 minutes. So it's for 18 minute mil, it's 13 and a half minutes, 22 and a half minute a mil, it's 16 and 7, 8, whatever. It's about 15, let's call it. That means if Shkia is 6 o'clock, so that means the next day, the nighttime is 6:15. Okay? And the Gemara says, what's the legabe, what halacha is it? Legabe the halacha of that, it's like two days in that time. That's what the Gemara's lashon is. The 2 days, meaning that if a person's a zav, right, and if he sees two, so he's tamer for 7 days. So if he sees Monday and Tuesday, right, the flow goes on from Monday to Tuesday. So if he sees in Bein HaShmashis, because Bein HaShmashis, we don't know, let's say 6 and 16, it could be the whole thing could be the whole 15 minute, again, we're just going 15 minutes, the whole 15 minute period could be Yom, the whole 15 minute could be Lila, or part of it could be Yom, part of Lila, any part, 1 minute, 14 minutes, 2 minutes, 13 minutes, doesn't matter. Okay? Now, so in other words, that Bein HaShmashis, which is usually in the Gaels, is born after 6 o'clock. So tonight his bris is on Monday. If a child is born Friday, let's say 6, I mean, let's say now what's 4:30, 4:40, let's call it. If a child is born 4:40, basically, so then the din is that you can't malam Friday because it might be the 7th day, maybe it's born Shabbos. You can't malam Shabbos because it might have been Friday. You can't malam baby on Shabbos only for the 8th day. So you wait till Sunday. And if it's 2 days Rosh Hashanah, maybe 2 days Yom Tov, then you have to wait another day. Okay, that's the okay. So that's Bein HaShmashis. Now comes along the Gemara in Psachim, and the Gemara. Let's just look at the Gemara in Psachim. Let's start from the Rabbi Yudaim Ovir Shavakia. That's just basically what Ovir Shavakia means. The way we see it again, we don't see the world being round, obviously. We see the world flat. So it means this is east, this is west. We see the sun coming up here, Mizrach, Hashem, Hashem. Oh, yeah, Maariv, right? That's what's called, right? Arvis. So now, we call it, it's actually Maariv, Arvit, yeah. So the sun travels like this. Now, there's what's called a Loisa Shachar. Well, most people in this room at least know what it is. So you daven early. Now, Nates is about 7 o'clock or so. So you obviously, Nates basically means the sun, let's say the sun goes around. That's just the way we see it. So when the sun goes into what's called the Oive Harikia, right, it goes out of and it goes over here. So there's light. Light starts coming up. That's called Asha. So this, the Gemara says, takes 4 mil. The second, this is the point, Allah Shacha. This is Neitzachama. Then we have, let's call it 12 hours, a 66 day. So now it sets. This is Giya Sachama. And again, 4 mil. This is Tseisa Kachov. So it's a big discrepancy. One is, it says it's 4 mil from Shkia to Tseisa Kochav. Now, If you notice the words of the Gemara in Shabbos, just like take a look, is Tana Rabbanan Ben Hashmashah Sofik Men Yom Umin Alayla Sofik Kulam Yom Sayda. It doesn't really say anything about the Seisa Kachav. So if we look in Tosfos and Shabbos, Tosfos and Pesachim adds a little different. Tosfos and Shabbos adds one small sentence which explains the kasha of all the Shayim. Here, it says Tosfos Shabbos. So remember, Ben Hashmashas is 3/4 mil from Shkiyas Hachama. Yet the Gemara says that from Shkiyas Hachama, Gemara Pesachim, till Tzeis Kachavim is 4 mil. That's roughly 72 minutes to 90 minutes. It's called what we call 72 minutes, right? 72 minutes. Okay, so Gemara says, Tosfos says, sorry, Tulsa Mil, Kosher, Hocha Mashem Shkiyas, because remember, you talk about is it Friday? Is it Shabbos? Is it Sunday? Is it Monday? Right? Did the Zav see one Riyah or he saw two Riyahs, two different days? The Mishkiyas Chama Adalayla Lekalotz. It's only 3/4 mil. Rabbi Yehuda Gufa. It's the same Rabbi Yehuda the Tana. The Pesachim Apirak Mishnah Yatama. Sava the Mishkiyas Chama Atseisakachovim Arba Milin. Yeah. That's oh now so what? What's the Stira? The stira is b'chayra. That's what Tosfos adds the words v'tseisa kachavim lailahu. Tseis kachavim is laila. Kedamrinin bereish perkamad pesachim u'kedemuchuk b'kra. The Gemara says like this that meimasai karen shmar b'arvis tseis kachavim and so forth. What does it mean? So Gemara says, brings a pasuk in Nehemiah that when they're working on the base of Mikdash, they worked in the daytime and at night they didn't. So it says. They started Alois HaShachar, and they finished Yitzias HaKochavim, Tzeis HaKochavim. So, what do you see? Tzeis HaKochavim is called Laila. So, Mela, it's a stira, because the other Gemara says 3/4 of a mil is Laila. It's the next day. And Tzeis HaKochavim, what's the next day? How does the day start? Laila, right? Laila Tov, right? It's the next day. And the Gemara says, Tzeis Kachavim is called Laila. So it's a discrepancy of 3/4 mil. Now, because of this Pasha, all the Shitas we show, which we're going to say basically two. One is the Tosfos, which we know you got this Tosfos. And two is the Gra, and later on, the Poskim brought that it's Ge'onim. We call the Gra, we call Gra, but Ge'onim Shita they call it. What is the answer to that? So let's first see Tosfos' teretz. V'tzeis kachavim laila hu k'ramim reishu k'muchah b'kra anachnu leisim alocha b'yayim d'minei mapik the Gemara in Megillah d'malois hashacha yamama hu. The Gemara learns that from that pasuk, right? The din is, when do you do bris milah in the morning? Neitzachama. When do you take a little, meaning from Neitzachama? The kulan sha'asu, right, the Pesach, Mishnah in Megillah, the kulan sha'asu in other words, you have to remember they didn't have clock, right? So even today, roughly, who knows, 7 o'clock. So if you go back 4 mil, so Aloysa Shacha is a little before six. Let's call it 5:45, or more correctly, it would be 5:48. Let's say. So technically, you can do a bris 5:49. They didn't do it because they. It says the Mishnah had to do it because they didn't really. It was hard to tell. It's hard to discern when is the Shacha. We have clocks, right? And we have watches, so we're able to tell, what time it is. But lechatchila, you're supposed to wait till Neitz Chama. But day is the Neitz Chama. Kulin she'asim Neitz Chama. Gemara says a person has to go somewhere on Rosh Hashanah. He can blow the shofar early. A person has to take a lulav. He can take the lulav early. Okay. So over here also, why isn't it nighttime? Okay. So Tosfos says, "Oh, you've Omer Ben Natan, the fourth law. The Hosam Mayri Betchilas Hashkia, V'Hacham Mishetish Kachama, Misayv Shkia." Tosfos has Bekitzer. We'll say it out. Acha Shinich Kachama Barbekan. Tosfos says like this: in the Gemara in Shabbos, it says Ben Hashmoshes is Tishka Kachama. It's set. The Gemara in Sochem, Shkia Sachama. Let's make it practical, even though the Metzias is not that way, but that's not Negev right now, the actual Metzias. Shkia Sechama tonight, we said it's about 4:30, right? Shabbos, the Lechson was, I don't know what in Lawrence, but for Farakwa, I believe it was 4:09. So that means 18 minutes later is 4:27. So roughly 4:30, okay? 4:30 is Shkia. We all don't do Melacha. Benjamin says, you know what? For another 3 1/4 mil, now let's times that. Three, and we do 18 minute mil, right? 18 minute a mil. 3 times 18 is 54. 1/4 of 18 is 4, 58 and a half minutes. That means till almost 5:30, it is not yet Shabbos. And if it looks strange to you, as I state in Shulchan Aruch, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch says you could do malacha till 5:30. Okay? And therefore, Motzei Shabbos, you have to, then you have Bein HaShemesh. Bein HaShemesh, this is roughly, again, we're doing not exact, 5:30 to 5:45. 75 minutes, with about 72 minutes. Now, how long was Bein HaShemesh? 3/4 of a mil. There's no such thing as a Bein HaShemesh 72 minutes. There's no such thing. We'll see what we do. I'm saying that to the Baron Kotler and Min Yeshiva. As far as I read, you know, the Sar Sholem of Belz is the one who got most of Klai Israel to wait 72 minutes. And, of course, the Ramesha held in the Metzis. It's not that way in America, but that's not the point right now. The point is, let's follow again. 4:30 is Shkia. Again, roughly. 3 1/4 mil later, roughly 5:30, is still daytime. Mishkia Sechama. Then is Tishka Chama. Then you light Chanukah Licht according to this. Then it's called, you have to stop doing Malacha Shabbos. Follow? If a according to Rabbeinu Tam, if a baby is born this Friday night, 5 o'clock, his bris is on Friday. If a baby is born 5 o'clock Shabbos, his bris is on Shabbos. Okay? Matzai Shabbos, but then 5:30 till 5:45, again roughly, is Bein HaShemashis. That's what Bein HaShemashis is. So what's the difference? Meaning, if you forgot to take a lulav during the day, quickly take it a Bein HaShemashis. Don't make a bracha. But if you didn't take a lulav during the day and it's 5 o'clock, 5:15, because, I mean, okay, it's a later, yeah, it's a later day in that time. Gesundheit, hey, take a lulav and make a bracha. What's according to Rabbeinu Tam? He's asking a good kasha. That's why it's not here. That's Tosfos in Menachos and Tosfos. A devil wants to know, okay, fine. Who cares about 4:30? What's Shkia Sechama? What's in the Gea? So this is going to be a make a problem. Before we answer Rabbi David, so in Shulchan Aruch it says we pass Kenak Rabbeinu Tam. Shulchan Aruch didn't have Goyim, even though in Hilchos Bris Mili seems to mention it. You follow? Well, a little loud, I'm sorry. Still didn't get it. From when the sun, Abraham Elam from the sunset. Yes. What? Betad al Suffolk. Suffolk is a 3/4 of a mil. Benish Moshes is after the 3 1/4 mil and then 3/4 of a mil. So Dover wants to know, what is it? So, and I'm going to ask you a question. So when you see Hasidim davening late, you can't make fun of them. That's a show. Right? Why? Those that are keep, most of them do. The people think, seem to daven anytime. It's not true. Maybe certain rebbes did. That's a, you know, like they say about label Eger. It's like this, today's Amshinova. He used to say after Purim, he was rushing. He used to daven 5 in the afternoon. We don't understand. But a kaponim, because after Purim, he used to rush to make the afikomim by chetzos. It was always to make the afikomim by chetzos. Right? So al kaponim is like this. That means that the chassidim will not daven early chachas and most are. You're going to Bar Park, they will not make a minyan now after 5:30. They'll dive until, you follow? They'll dive until 5:30 and that's it.
Why don't they?
Like the Gra. Because it's Mekubal hundreds of years to dive in this way and they don't change things. We changed it. Even in Litta, Rabitzel writes, in Litta, in Rabitzel's time, 200 years ago before the Goyim came, even though the Goyim was, he says, people did malach until 5:30. So it's scary where we are. All right. So, in other words, if you go to Bar, and Eretz Yisrael is different. Yisrael kamat nowhere will in Ger 15 minutes before Shkia, what we call Shkia, you're not allowed to make a min. That's it. Yisrael is different, right? First of all, the Groz, Sakos, Makuba, and you see the Metzias. If you've been Yisrael, you see how quick it goes. But that's just, again, we're talking theoretical, but it's not in every place. We follow, in other words, so Hasidim will not daven past, let's say now, 5:30. You go into any shtibel in Bor Park, this, after 5:30, they won't let you make a minute for Mincha. You can't make a minute for Mincha. It's too late. Okay, so now. So David Eskin, so what is this 4:30? Comes along Taisvis in Menachas, Taisvis in Zvachim, and they say, Karbonis cannot be brought up after first Shkia, special Gzeres HaKos. The Gemara says, Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sachama, not Tishka Chama. As far as Karbonis goes, you can't daven, yeah, you can't bring a carbon after 4:30. So the obvious question is, wait a minute. If you can't bring a carbon after 4:30, and the how could you daven there? That's a good question. That's a good question. But there's answers to that. But but the answer to Abdavid's question is, Isis says, if you don't mind, just a chuni.
You are listening to benstorah.com.
You follow? In other words, so far, according to Rabbeinu Tam, we have. Oh, it's two separate. Okay. The third came together. Thank you. Okay. In Chof on the Beis, Taisus says like this. That means you can't bring a carbon. In other words, let's talk about derech. Okay, we'll see. We'll leave. I'll say it over now. The Gemara Pesach was talking about derech rechoika. What's called derech rechoika? So the way we have the Gemara, Rambam has a different shot, is that what's called the derech rechoika? A person's far away from Yerushalayim, so he's not chayav koros for not bringing carbon Pesach. It means if he starts walking at midday, right? Let's make it a 6 to 6 day, right? A 6 to 6 day. According to Rabbeinu Tam, when is Shkia? 7 o'clock. Tishka. Shkia is at 6, Tishka is 7, right? 6:58 and a half. He starts walking towards the base of Mikdash, and by walking, he'll make it in right by Shkia. That's what the Gemara says. So, That the Gemara said that roughly takes 6 hours in this case, right? Walking. Of course, you should take a car, you should take a horse and buggy, take a camel, whatever, go a little quicker. But that's the din. If you'd walk, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, it should be longer. It should be till Shkia Shnia. So, no. You can't bring a Karban Pesach after Shkia Rishkaina. That's Ein Hachanami. That's the answer of David's question. Okay. We'll leave that on the side. How come Chassidim that one late, which we'll see. It's a Shulchan Aruch. They could, right? But the question is why? If you can't bring Karbonis, and it's connected to Karbonis. So, something that, if you want to do your research during the week, but we'll leave it right now. The Gra says it can't be, that's not the Metzias. How could you call, how could you say an hour, 5:30 tonight is day? What the remainder of the day? Take a look at that side, it's dark. How could you call it day, right? So the girl says, no, it means is 4:30 is the suffix, the end of the day. 4:45 is next day. According to the girl, basically, you can do malacha 4:45. You stop at 4:30, and you can, Matzah Shabbos, can do malacha 4:45. A child that's born 4:35 is a suffix, right? A child that's born 4:45. Is a Friday is a Shabbos Dikah Bris 4:45. Friday Shabbos afternoon it's a Sunday Bris. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a Shabbos Dikah Bris. Okay. Now the question is: so what's this 4 mil then? Also a good question. So what do you mean by 4 mil? So right now we'll say it has no bearing halacha, which it doesn't. Edson. It just means that's how long the sun travels. In other words, for some reason, Chazal and Mekabel, their day starts with Alois HaShachar, 4 mil, 72 minutes before what's now 7 o'clock, about 5:48, right, quarter to six. Masha ain kain as far as nighttime. Nighttime starts 15 minutes after Shkia. It doesn't last as long. Okay, that's where it comes out. So according to the Gra, it's let's say to now 4:30 to 4:45. According to Ben Atam, it's 7 to 7:15, right? 7 to 7:15. That means we're choishish for the Gra. It stopped Malacha 4:30. But let's say in yeshivas in Lakewood and by us, we stop in Lakewood. They won't even daven before 72 minutes. They won't start Myra. The briskers, we'll learn about that one day, wait even more than that. Us and Gold waits much more, right? So it's a brisker. So the we wait till 7:15. That's 72 minutes. 72 minutes is not a shear in Bein HaShemashes. 72 minutes is because we got the Gra and the Rabbeinu Tam in one lump sum. In between the first 15 minutes, let's call it, is the Gra's Bein HaShemashes. The last 15 minutes is the Rabbeinu Tam's Bein HaShemashes. In between, according to the Gra, it's nighttime already. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, it's day, and that's why we're machmir. But that's the two sheets. Comes along Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Haver, and he says Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Haver was a big goyin. People know him as a big makubal. Became very, you know, everybody likes to learn. Bitz guys in Chava, they like to say, you know, learns his Kabbalah. He was a big, first learned his goyinus in learning. There's few sfarim in learning, quite a few sfarim in learning. He was a big guy. He was a, what they call he shlishi to the Gra. He did not learn by Gra. He never saw the Gra. Maybe he's a kid, maybe they say maybe. But he was a Talmud of his Talmidim, of Saul Shklova. And he would check up everything to grow. By him, to grow, to grow, to grow. So he goes into this and he says, I don't see the problem. We'll start off with what he says and we'll see his raya. Okay, what's he says this? One second. When was the world created? When, Ben, you know when the world was created? Not how many years ago. No, no, how, when? What time of the day? Alois, that wasn't it. It was a night time. It was created by Yahweh Vaka Yamashad, right? And Rishon, what? That we do Birkas Hachama. No, no, no. When do we, Ben, when do you start Shabbos? You can't be nervous. When was the world created? So we know the world was created either Chafei Adar or Chafei Elul. You know, it's Tishrei, listen, Tishrei in the world. So let's make it Tishrei, because we know Rosh Hashanah, we always think about the world created. Okay, so now what does that mean? The Baruch Hashem created Yom Rishon. What time of the day was Yom Rishon? What, when did it start? What time? So you say, well, then it's a perfect 6 to 6, or around 6. So I just put into the telephone. I use the telephone Erev Shabbos to know what time Shkia is. And you can do any dates. I did. March 21st is around, it's a little off in at least Far Rockaway. It's like almost 7 to 7.05, but it's all, which is really 6. It's only because we moved the clock, it's 7, right? So it's like 6 to 6. So Bein HaShemashes means we're not sure when the world was created. Was it created 6, 6.01, 6.02? Somewhere between 6 to 6.15, correct? That's what Bein HaShemashes is. We don't know. Zokta Yitzchak Isaac and Achnami. Between 6 and 6:15, we don't know if it's tonight, Sunday or Monday. We don't know Shabbos if it's Friday or Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos, we don't know if it's Shabbos or Sunday. Correct? It says, but that's for 3/4 of a mil. Fourth, and let's make it to on a 6 day. 6 to 6:15. Is it? Do we have to keep Shabbos? Do we stop eating for Yom Kippur? We stop doing Malacha on Yom Tov. What happens at 6:15? 6:15, it's already Shabbos, right? It's Shabbos. But till 7:12, till 7:15, it's still daytime. Bein HaShemashes, the Zman of Bein HaShemashes is day. But it's just a question if it's the next day. It's day, what we call day, daylight. He said, what's the stira? It sounds... What was the first question you would ask on that? Pasuk of Chumash.
Erev Yivayker.
Erev Yivayker. Right? So he says, Erev doesn't mean nighttime. Erev means the sun is setting. Erev, right? It goes to the west. Erev, right, because it's a little dark. You're right. You're right. But it's still cool. Just like Eloisa Shacha, it's pretty dark. Pretty dark then, right? But we call it day. So maybe, so he says, what's this year? What's the Sira? Shkia Sachama means what? It's the beginning of the next day. The Suffolk one's the next day. That's why if a man sees Zav in that whole period, maybe so Sunday, maybe so Monday, it counts like 2 days. But the world, the shadows, in other words, every day starts according to when the world was created, meaning the world was created at about Shkia Sachama. In other words, till now, we've always been learning, Seif Sakachavim means that when, Sakachavim is the night. But we're not sure when night starts, 6, 6:01, 6:02, till 6:15. He says, no, Tzitzkochavim is, that's not true. There's a point called, we have a question is this the end of the day or not? That's what the Tzitzkochavim means, right? And we're not sure. So depending on the season, there's that 3/4 because the world was created, let's call it just to make 3 minutes after Shkia. So constantly, that means, wherever it says, Me'erev Aderev, Tishbusu Shabbatzchem, right? You have to keep Me'erev Aderev as Yom Kippur and all the Yom Tovim and all the days and everything. It's from Erev to Erev. When we want to know when Rosh Hashanah is, there's a point, what we call Bein HaShemashah, sometime in that point. Good. So that means you have to stop doing Malacha 6 o'clock, 4:30, 4:35, because it might be Shabbos. 4:45, meaning 3/4 of a minute later, it's still Shabbos. But it's still daytime. What does it mean, it's still daytime? Lagabe what? No, yes, good point. You could count Sphira. Not that makes a difference. You're saying Gavadi could count Sphira because you're counting because it's the next day. No. Because it's a new day. It's a new day. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. That according to everybody. Where's the what's the nafka mean? No, why? The God of what? It's not the next day. What he's saying is a day is composed of 3 1/4 day, 12 hours a day, a night, and then 12, whatever it is, 12 hours less, maybe 12 hours of 12 hours less, whatever it is, right? If I don't know, who says the day is night, day, night, day? I says, Vahi, Erev, Vayker. So that's sunrise, sunset. That's on a branch from created world. That's his question. What would be the nafka mina? So I wasn't sure because I couldn't find, I bought the Seder that they did a few years ago, very nice, and I couldn't find this question. Does that mean you could do bris mila then? It's daytime. You have to do bris mila daytime. Well, you should be able to do bris. Huh? Right? Maybe you should go ahead. It's yoim. What? What does that mean? But it's day. Lagabe, what's he trying to say? It's day. Lagabe what? So in what? Good point. Exactly. Tzitzis. That'll be enough kamina. Do we? Can you put on tzitzis? Yes. Make a bracha on tzitzis more correctly. Exactly. Very good. Right? You can make a bracha on tzitzis. Now, we'll talk about that. That means you can do bris mila then? That means you can blow a shofar then? We'll leave that right now. His raya is, look at this Rambam. Look at this Rambam. Ra'u bezdin atzmon b'soif yom tishaves. Let's the truth. We know we make ein mekachim z'chodesh ala b'yom. Bezdin cannot say Mekudesh Mekudesh on the day. In other words, if Edim saw it the night before, they're running to Bezdin because they're coming somewhere from up north. They saw it on top of a mountain, like the Gemara says, cases. They're rushing to Beis Din. Let's say the Beis Din's Yishalayim. Doesn't necessarily have to be, but they went there. That's where they did it. And they're coming to Beis Din, and oy, came night time, right? So therefore, it's too late. Can't make Kiddush HaKadosh anymore because Beis Din can't be Mekadosh HaKadosh at night. Okay? Now, how many days is a month, as everybody knows? 29 or 30. You can't have a month less than that and more than that. Right? A month is 29 or 30 days. Okay. Now, as you all know, let's just understand how it works. You could see them. You've seen the moon before Shkia. The sun is getting dark. You see the moon. You see some kind of moon. Now, sometimes they say, what's going on today? Today is the 29th, and the moon has appeared already. Gabbai, what's the answer? In other words, right. In other words, Rosh Chodesh starts with the Moed. We have to know what the Moed is. Moed is 29 and a half days. Now, sometimes, if you have a list, okay, now you, many shuls do it in English. You make the announcement? They didn't give you the job? Okay. We still do it in Yiddish. They asked me, why not? I said, when people will really be interested in what it is, we'll make it in English, right? or till you, when you make Olach Ma'an in English, we'll do this too. Right? And I asked for Fiverr once. He says, are we so lazy that if we really want to know it, we can't go over and ask? Nobody's really into it. But they like to make a big, what are you doing in Yiddish? What's wrong with Yiddish? They always did it in Yiddish, right? That's what they did. Yeshua wouldn't be very upset if they change it to English, I'm sure. So anyway, so you notice sometimes it's like, the Moilet was Gavain. What do you mean it was Gavain? Last night. So why it wasn't yesterday? The Tarot says, because if you would have made today Rosh Chodesh, so then Rosh Hashanah will come out on Sunday. We don't want Rosh Hashanah to come, and so forth and so on. So Adam saw, look at this Rambam. Rahu Bezdin, Atzmon, Besoifer, they saw Bezdin sees the moon. They're sitting there, because that's a Gemara. Loitahei Shmia Gedoyla Maria. Right? Loitahei Shmia Gedoyla Maria. Right? Rabbitson is that Shmia, hearing from Adam, shouldn't be bigger than the Adam said. Rabbitson was complaining to me, when are you going to get those new hearing aids ready? You don't hear. I said, Loitahei Shmia Gedoyla Maria, as long as I see you, it's fine. That's sure. But I don't hear you so well. It's like a very embarrassing. Because I drove my Rebbetzin to the airport, so my two Einikler came, two girls, to help her take the thing. They would talk to me, stop at this, stop, and I'm just going, I had no idea what they were saying in the back. Like, to make them scream, I didn't feel that. It's terrible. So I got lost because I couldn't hear the GPS. The airport is now a total different. They changed the airport. It's crazy. It used to be so much simpler. So I put on the GPS again. I couldn't hear. He told me this week again. Anyway, they saw it the end of the 29th. Now remember, the 29th cannot become Rosh Chodesh. It has to be 30th or the 31st. The 29th itself can't be Rosh Chodesh. But they saw it on the 29th. Oh, so the din is, the Rambam will see in a minute. If you see it on the 29th, you can be Mekadosh on the 29th for the next day. That's the Rambam Shita. Oh, you're being Mekadosh during the day because it's still the daytime. You see the moon in the daytime. Oh, you can't be Mekadosh today. Who says you have to be Mekadosh today? The moon is out, you'll be Mekadosh tomorrow. You're Mekadosh today for starting tomorrow. Right? Starting tomorrow. Oh, which, by the way, makes a problem for us. Because if you forget Yal V'Yov at night, what's the din? Well, you have to go back. Why? Ain't Mekadosh Fresh V'Laila, Chek Davin Ezra. But sometimes you could have Rosh Chodesh at night. If you did it on the 29th, you know already. That's a good question. It's not for now. But anyway, say this over to the prayer, see what they answer. Right? All right, so now, look at the Rambam. Rahu bezim besoif yayim tishim v'esim. Imadayin lo yotza koichav b'layla shloishim. Bezim ayim imakudish shadayin yayim hu. V'im rahu b'layla shlishi yachash yotza shnei kochavim. Till the second star, they can still say Mekudesh for tomorrow. In fact, the Bitzkai's Chavah. Look at the next Rambam. Meshatishka Chamat Shiyurish Rosh Kochav Beinanim Uzmana Nikor Beinish Moshes. So what's going on? One, what is it? Who suffered Menayim suffered Live Adon Bar Achmet Kamakum. Okay. So now the problem is, the Gemara says that after one is already Beinish Moshes. If it's Bein Hashmashes, how could you be Mekashe Chodesh? Says a Bitzik Isaac Chava, like you were saying, it's still daytime.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.